to read something to you. I told you last week I've been reading a book called How to Worship a King. And there's a portion in here that was just dumbfounding to me. And it was so enlightening. And I want to share it with you. I've been told my whole life that we should ask God to use us. And I've heard ministers and I've heard all sorts of people talk about asking God and hearing people pray, God, use me. And I just want to read this to you and give you a new perception maybe of that. The name of the chapter is Your Part to Play. And it says, let me ask you a question. Do you want to be used by God? Most Christians would answer with a resounding yes. Well, let me ask you another question. Do you want to be used by your spouse? Do you want to be used by your friends? Do you want to be used by the church? Would you like to be used by the government? No way. When you use someone, you treat them like a tool, not a person. I have good news for you. God doesn't want to use you. He wants to know you. He wants to be known by you. God used Pharaoh. He knew Moses. God used Saul, but he knew David. God used Judas, but he knew Jesus. God didn't create you so that he could use you. He created you so that he could know you. Isn't that amazing? What a different way of thinking about God being able to take us and place us where he wants us, but not because of what he can get out of us, because of a relationship that we have with him. Amen. Let's worship our Lord and Savior because he is faithful and he is worthy. Amen. Hallelujah.